awesome to turn on the radio and hear your friends on your favorite shows? Keep the party here at CJSF going. Support your most favorite people on the airwaves and make a donation to Fundrive at cjsf.ca/donate.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am R.P. Singh. Award-winning author and keynote speaker Brian Solis once said, "Community is much more than belonging to something. It's about doing something together that makes belonging matter." And he couldn't be more right. Communities have ways of bonding together through many different methods, music, art, and culture being just a few forms that we love to highlight. In a way, art is a form of communication and a wonderful means to strengthen and grow a community's sense of place and personal identity. Music in particular is an important medium because it has the power to move our brains, our bodies, and can significantly contribute to the overall well-being of the people within a community. Music is not only an important part of a healthy society, it can help us connect with our feelings and the people around us. This increase in interactions and camaraderie between people in the same community can help to alleviate loneliness and social isolation. The need for social bonding is greater than ever right now, so in today's episode, I would like to share a story from the Yukon, where a single event inspired music lovers to take the initiative to create their own thriving community revolving around the art form. It all started when Jazz Yukon and Music Yukon announced a week-long vocal jazz workshop with Vancouver vocalist Karen Plato in 2012. At the workshop, there were several singers present, including many amateurs. Participants were initially singing together from their seats, but to everyone's surprise, within a very short time, Karen Plato had her students up at the mics singing alone and feeling very comfortable doing so. This workshop was such a positive and empowering experience that some of the participants decided to create a Yukon-made opportunity for vocalists to learn, listen, and perform. In December of 2016, with the support of Jazz Yukon, a new music community was born, Café des Voix. In this initiative, vocalists present tunes mainly from the jazz songbook as well as blues and Broadway songs. Since its inception, approximately 50 singers have performed at Café des Voix at venues across the Yukon. In June of 2021, Café des Voix presented four vocalists at the outdoor stage at the Village Bakery in Haines Junction, Yukon. The singers were accompanied by Annie Avery on electric piano and Ann Turner on upright bass. First up is Elaine Sheeman from Whitehorse. Elaine is the producer of Café des Voix, and singing is her greatest passion. She is also an actress, writer, MC, and a previous host of the popular CBC Yukon radio show Midday Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, Elaine Sheeman.
1, 2, 3, 4... Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain in the sky if I sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. sometimes I'm happy. Oh, sometimes I'm so blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind that rain cloud in the sky. When I can find that sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, well, it's really 'cause I love you. That's how
everybody. Thank you very much for coming out to hear Café de Voix at the Village Bakery. We are really happy to be here, happy to see your faces. So my name is Elaine Scheman. I'm a singer and also the coordinator or producer of Café de Voix. And so I've got a couple more songs for you, and then I'll introduce you to some of our other singers.
Without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then the suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Appeared before me, the me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold blue. Now I'm no longer alone, oh no, without a dream in my heart, without a love of, without a love of, without a love of my own. Who cares for moonlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise. When your lover has gone, what lonely hours the evening shadows bring. When your lover has gone.
You've been listening to the beautiful voice of vocalist Elaine Scheman from Whitehorse, Yukon. Next up is vocalist Carolyn Watt. Carolyn describes how making music is her passion and her hobby. But she didn't perform much in public for a long time because she often felt very nervous on stage. That all changed when she got involved in Café des Voix and other initiatives. By surrounding herself with like-minded individuals who were open and effortlessly supportive, performing became a regular, fun, and growth-filled part of her life. Carolyn has sung alto in many choirs. One of her choirs had the privilege of performing for the Pope, Anne Murray, and Céline Dion. Currently, she is part of a jazz duo playing in the Yukon. Carolyn has also been a frontline outreach worker for the past 18 years for the Yukon government. She often incorporates music into her work, both with groups and individuals, to build rapport, break down barriers, and create positive connections. Her efforts and creativeness have been known to work in magical ways. And here's Carolyn Watt now, injecting her magic into her performance of the jazz standard song, Them Their Eyes.
In love with you the first time I looked into them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling, oh, Stalin. Falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You better watch out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. The sparkly bubble, they'll get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes.
What she enjoys most about Café des Voix is the community that has developed out of the performances and workshops, the camaraderie, the collaborations. Which brings us to our next performer, folk singer and songwriter and storyteller, Tom Lipps. Tom is a gifted singer and songwriter, as well as a creative teller of traditional and original stories. He's also known as a poet and occasionally an actor who was born and raised in Ottawa, Ontario. When Tom moved from Ottawa to Whitehorse, Yukon in 2019, he was eager to make friends and find opportunities to sing. After he saw a notice about Café des Voix, he quickly joined the group. Early musical heroes of his included Gordon Lightfoot, Tom Lehrer, Flanders and Swan, and Cat Stevens. When Tom began to write his own songs, he felt the need to not just create, but perform them as well. Since then, he has sung in choirs, musical comedies, folk venues, song circles, storytelling events, and concerts. Tom recently performed a one-man show of original songs and stories with environmental themes for Ottawa storytellers. He has also recorded 4 albums with original songs and written songs for theatrical performances. Be sure to check his music out on his website, tomlipps.ca. Now that the introduction is over, it's time for some music. Here is Tom Lipps.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to start with a song that is a Tin Pan Alley song written by Howard and Emerson. But it speaks of a time when a certain technology, the telephone, was brand new, the landline. Now the landline is almost going the way of the dodo. If you are old enough, some of you will have heard this song sung by a singing frog. Hello, hello, hello. I've got a little baby, but she's out of sight. I talked to her across the telephone. I've never seen my honey, but she's mine, all right. So take my tip and leave that gal alone. Every single morning you can hear me yell, hey Central, fix me up across the line. He connects me with my baby, then I ring the bell, and this is what I say to baby mine. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me, then you'll be left alone. So baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own. Hello, hello, hello. This morning on the phone she said her name was Bess, so now I kinda know where I am at. I'm satisfied because I got my babe's address here pasted in the lining of my hat. Still I'm mighty scared, 'cause if the lines get crossed, 'twill separate me from my baby mine. Then some other guy will win her and my game is lost. So every day I shout along the line. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. So, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. So baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Yeah, we did that.
Thank you. And now for something completely different, as they used to say on Monty Python. This is a song that comes from a movie called The Sandpiper. It's written by Mandel and Webster, and it's called The Shadow of Your Smile.
Mm-hmm.
One day we walked along the sand, one day in early spring. You held a piper in your hand to mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper song, the shadow of your smile, the shadow of your joy that love can bring.